tonight brings us the largest supermoon of our lives. Supermoon was never an astronomy term, but the public loves it. And, after all, it's a rare celestial event that can physically affect us. If you live near the Hudson, or anywhere tides go up and down, they'll do that today and especially tomorrow. It's an actual connection between our world and the cosmos, because the moon hasn't been this close to us since 1948. The media will nonetheless exaggerate. They'll probably tell everyone to look up and see an enormous moon. Actually, tonight's moon is only 8% bigger than average, which is not a noticeable size difference. If you want to see a dramatic effect, you need to look east at 5 p.m. today as the full moon rises. Seen near the skyline, with earthly objects nearby, the moon looks much bigger. This well-known moon illusion boosts its perceived size far more than does this rare close approach. Still, at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, the moon will be at its closest in 68 years. That it happens the same night it's full is no coincidence. The only way the moon can approach so closely is by aligning with the sun, which never happens during the half or crescent times of the month. A truly nearby moon also only occurs within a few months of Earth's perihelion, our closest annual approach to the sun, which happens each year in early January. Having the sun nearer, and therefore more gravitationally influential, warps the moon's orbit and lets it come a bit closer. Late tonight, just before the moon sets in the wee hours of Monday morning, its surface will be only 216,480 miles distant. A 100-power telescope will then make its craters appear exactly one moon width away. Wow! It won't be this near again until late November 2034. So look for it anytime tonight and see the biggest moon since Harry Truman was in the White House. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.